Happy Sabbath. And how many here love God? All right. So today you are the sermon today. You are going to share what God has done in your life this week, or your favorite scripture. And we're going to do things a little differently today because we are live streaming. And there's going to be a mic right up here on a stand. And if you would like to share your testimony, we'd like to have you come up and share your testimony. But I'd like to keep it short because there's many people here today. So give your thanks and praise to God. But I would like us to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2 to begin with. And I want to share with you some inspiration by Paul here. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, beginning in verse 1. And this is from the King James Version. And it says, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God." We don't need the eloquence. We don't need professional speeches. We need the straight testimony of what God has done, your love for Jesus. And he goes on, he says, "For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified." Let's lift up Jesus today as we are here to worship him. And in verse 3 it says, "And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling." So you might be fearful to come stand up here, but Jesus is with you. He was with Paul. He had the same weaknesses that they did. He was a human being, but he moved forward to share the gospel. And in verse 4 it says, "And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power." And in verse 5, "That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." So when you are up here today sharing your testimony, whether you're sharing your favorite scripture and what it means to you, or what that special scripture has done in your life to help you see God, God is with you. The Holy Spirit will speak through you. But before you come up, just say a prayer to God. "God, help me. Help me to do this." You know, there are so many scriptures that are just so powerful. And I love Revelation chapter 19. And John here is revealing to us some insights here to heaven, being with God. In the first verse it says, "And after these things I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God." You know what? We need to get excited. We need to get excited because God is here. God is in the written word here. And we are here to worship him. And I love that scripture in that same chapter. And it says, the angel speaking to John, because John kind of goofs up here. He says, and I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, "See thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." So as we share our love of God here today, let us be worshiping God, okay? I would like to just share a little song with you before we start. And this song has to do with each and every one of us about what are we doing with our lives. And so I want you to listen to the words very closely. I'll try and pronounce them to where you can understand them and see if we can get the music adjusted correctly to where you can hear the words. So, and right off the top of my head, I can't remember what the title of the song is. And I haven't even played this song for a while, but I just felt impressed to share this testimony with you in this song. Getting anything? Probably not. No. No, no. Feeling the time of day. So where are you going and what are your plans to make life a better way? Your vessel that's not much good without the water beneath your bow. Well, don't worry if she's not watertight. It doesn't matter with God somehow. So hoist up the sails and set your course, because Jesus is at the helm. The anchor is drawn and there's nothing more that can hold us to the ground. Life isn't magical, it's a gift from God. Winds in our favor, and the Savior holds us true. So hoist up the sails and set your course, because Jesus is at the helm. The anchor is drawn, and there's nothing more that can hold us to the ground. Isn't magical, it's a gift from God. The wind's in our favor, and the Savior holds us true. So hoist up the sails and set your course,
because Jesus is at the helm. The anchor is drawn and there's nothing more that can hold us to the ground.
Excuse me. Boy, this isn't working. It got away from me.
Set your course, because Jesus is at the helm. The anchor is drawn and there's nothing more that can hold us to the ground. There'll be storms up ahead of your life. The captain's given warning, so tighten the lifeline. That all will hold fast. So hoist up the sails and set your course, because Jesus is at the helm. The anchor is drawn and there's nothing more that can hold us to the ground. So hoist up the sails and set your course, because Jesus is at the helm. The anchor is drawn and there's nothing more that can hold us to the ground.
So, with that said, hoist up your sails. Let Jesus lead in your life. He's at the helm. You are the vessel, and he wants to use your vessel today. So who would like to come up and share what has God done for you this week? I don't want to go back 20 years from now in the past, but God is working in our lives every day. And to give praise to God for what he's done, or that scripture that is sustaining you as Jesus is sustaining us through the three items of furniture in the sanctuary, the candlestick and the table of showbread and the altar of incense. Robert, come on up.
So first, I do apologize. I don't like being up front at all. So if I seem really nervous, that's why. And I'm going to walk around because moving makes me feel less nervous. But I can't because I have the camera set up on me. So
don't go too far.
So my freshman year at Upper Columbia Academy, I had the opportunity to do a trip, a canoe trip. On that trip, my canoe flipped over with two other people with me in it, and we got pinned out of the water. And all I remember is saying, "God help." My buddy's friends whapping me in the face while we're pinned in the water. And the next thing I know is I feel someone pulling me out of the water. The canoe was pinned. It was white water. That's a lot of pressure. And that canoe just lifted off. I got pulled out. And I remember being up on the shore. And my friend was like, "Dude, did you pull me out?" And I'm like, "Dude, did you pull me out?" And we both, to this day, believe that it was Jesus. There's many more of those in my life. I don't stand up and tell them because, as you can tell, I'm shaking. So if you ever want to know any more about my experiences where I know God is true, please come and talk to me. I'll do it one-on-one. So thank you.
Thank you very much. God bless.
Wow. That was good. Thanks, Robert. Okay. So I'm a regular guy. My life has been way too exciting lately. So on Sunday, you guys, I shared in church during prayer and praise time about my experience with my work Tahoe and the ball joint failing at 70 miles per hour and all that excitement. So on Sunday, many of you in this room have seen my post on my social media. There's photos, and if you have questions, because I'll be brief on this, please see me at potluck and I'll go into the details. But on Sunday, I totaled my truck. 10 years. It's been a great truck. All I've done was routine maintenance on it. It was an amazing truck. Can you tell I miss my truck? I miss my truck. Anyways, God is good. Going over to the funeral, I saw several of you there at the funeral, Dave Reed's funeral on Sunday in Chihuahua. Coming down Flowery Trail Pass, there was a group of motorcyclists coming up the pass, and one of them tried to pass his buddy on the apex of a curve and came into my lane. I got so far out of my lane of travel, I was completely off on the shoulder. Fortunately, it was a wide shoulder there, but the point of impact, he laid his bike over, by the way. He laid his bike over. Point of impact was on the fog line in my driver's side front wheel well. Totaled my truck. He got airlifted. Double airbag deployment. Praise the Lord. We're okay. Mama was right next to me, my mom. And I'll just tell part of the story on this. There's several along this, along these lines. But I'd woke up that morning planning to take Sarah's Subaru. I took my truck instead. Another thing is, I had received those warranty cards for, you know, bring your truck in and get your airbags fixed. I'd received those for years. I've just been blowing them off. Like, I am so busy, I don't have time to go down to the dealership. But two months ago, I actually took it in and got the airbags replaced. So, anyways, everything went. All I have is just a little mark on my hand from the whole ordeal. And now I'm shopping for a new truck. So, you know, first world problems, but praise the Lord. So,
well, have I got a deal for you? No. Who else would like to come up and share what God has done in your life? Come on up and sit on the front pew. It's okay.
This is just, I had some bouts of seizures, but recently they said I had a huge infection in my mouth, and I'm all about natural remedies, and I've never seen them to fail. And I tried natural plantain and everything. I was, you know, bound determined God was going to heal me through these natural remedies. And praise God for Jessica. She said, this is serious. It's been over a year, and your mouth is not healed. So I have a bone disease. And I thought, Lord, if they go deep, I might break my jaw. And I said, God, my husband said, get the infection out now, Aunt Sherry. So I went in there, and I didn't even feel a thing. And he had to go deep and get that infection out. And I just praise God. I know Jesus was right there because I didn't feel anything. And I hope I'm on the mend.
Praise the Lord.
I just want to encourage anybody here. I'm epileptic. I've fallen to the ground about 20 times. And I just want to praise God because He's helped me deal with this epilepsy. And I'm thankful and I praise Him for all that He's done for me.
God is so good. He loves us so much. Bob.
I'm not used to this. He said not to talk about 20 years ago. Well, this was a little over 20 years ago. Oh, yeah. I used to drink and drugs, and I was in the bar one night, and I heard a voice. And this is for all the mothers out there that are praying for their children. The voice said, "Bob, either you come now or you're going to die." And it changed my life. I went home, like when I was brought up, my mom brought us up in the Seventh-day Adventist Church, but I walked away. And I was in the world for over 25 years or something. And that voice, you know, I didn't know what to do. I went home and I prayed. I said, "Lord, what do you want me for?" I says, "There's nothing here." And slowly He started to change me. Another night I got home, I never stopped for about a year. I was telling everybody in the bars, I said, "God's calling me. I'm going to leave the bars," right? They said, "You're crazy. You're just drunk," right? And I'm standing here now, all because I heard that voice, right? I have more of a testimony, but just to those mothers that are out there that are praying for their children. My mom prayed for me for over 20 years. And I'm not going through anything easy right now. But God wanted me to stand here and tell you that.
God never gives up on us. And a mother's prayer goes a long ways. Most of us all have children. And so let's not lose the faith. Let's have the faith of Jesus. Let God lead in our lives.
As some of you know, I have some property down in Oroville. And It's a rough piece of property that went through the fires of 2018. And in 2021, I went there and worked on clearing it, spent 3 months there, lost about 20 pounds. It's an ordeal, kind of a rehab sort of thing. If you can't lose the weight here, just go work on a property. And 2023, I did it again. And that was an experience even worse because this time I had to deal with wildlife. I had to deal with foxes. I had to deal with a bear. I had to deal with even birds. They'd come in and try to take my food. Plus, I'm clearing this property, and I'm an old man, oldish man, you know, and it was making me younger in physical shape, but not so much in mentals. And the thing of it was, I didn't want to go back in 2024 and continue the project. Because, like I said, it's an ordeal. And So I didn't. I didn't go in 2024. And I had some other things happen in my life I'm not going to talk about right now. But March of this year, I got an interesting call from my my cousin's son. They actually bought the property right across from mine in Oroville there. And he said, there's a fire safe group that wants to clear your property for free. And I said, great, that's fine. And so in March, I signed the contract and gave them permission to do the fire abatement work they did, and even areas that I didn't want to get into because it was too dense, it was scary. There were even I even killed a rattlesnake in there last year or 2 years ago. I didn't want to get back into that. And so they did it for free. And they estimated about $100,000 worth of work. And I thank God. Now I don't have to go back there and deal with something that God already took care of for me. Amen.
Thank you, Jim. Who else would like to share? Pam, come on up. If we had faith, the mountains would be removed.
I'm going to cry, but okay. You guys are used to that, right?
It's okay.
So, a little over a month ago, I lost a younger brother, and of course, it just brought up all of losing Doug. And my daughter sent me a pair of earrings that were teardrops with this verse, Psalms 56:8.
And I'm paraphrasing it. You know my sorrows. You take each tear and put it in a bottle. He makes record of the each tear that we do. And what a personal God is that? That each person of all the millions of people that have ever walked on this earth, he cared enough that he has a bottle that he puts your tears in and cares about your sorrow. And it's just so gratifying to know when you're all by yourself that you have a God that will do that for you.
Amen. Thank you, Pam. He cares about every feeling you have. I know Ingrid's happy because her daughter's here. She surprised her. So I'm sure she has a praise there. Who else would like to come up and share? You can come up too, Jim. Sit on the pew.
I'm a bit of an emotional slob, but I always think of a quote by Orson Welles. He said, drunkenness and gluttony are the least of sins, because if you suffer from those, you suffer here and now, and everybody knows it. And I think that's true, because I've always been well-behaved externally, but, you know, I could hate. And I think that it's only by the power of God that I could forgive.
Well, this isn't going to be very profound, but when Elaine and I were on a 2.5-week trip to Nevada and Colorado, something happened in our garden. The weeds got a head start. So we've just now just cleared the weeds out of our garden. Oh, there are still a few little pockets left, and we'll handle those. But I was really impressed with those weeds. Some of them were extremely difficult to extract. I remember digging around and pulling and pulling and pulling a weed, tall one. It came out and its root was about I got to thinking, you know, the Lord works in our lives. He would like to remove our defects of character and the sins we like. And sometimes it might be painful because those roots are deep. But if we allow him, he'll do it. And our soil will be receptive to his spirit.
Not profound, Jim? Amen. Who else would like to share? We have about another 8 minutes or so. Shelley?
Since he came up, that was my dad, and his birthday is tomorrow. He'll be 89, so happy birthday. And my mom had her birthday 2 months ago in April, 87, and I'm grateful to God for my godly parents, thankful for their prayers, and I feel blessed. And another thing in my garden, since we're talking gardens, you know, I've had those dandelions, and I've thought, oh, how pesky they are. But then I thought, you know, they're kind of like we should be as Christians, everywhere. And if we get knocked down, you come right back up. Even through the asphalt, even through the hardest of times, never give up. So now I have a whole new attitude to dandelions. So let us be like those dandelions.
Amen. Amen. Nico.
If you have a friend, hang on to them. I would just like to say that three of my friends came up here from Boise. They got to see me rebaptized into this beautiful church, and they drove all the way up to come see us this week. Thank you for coming.
Amen. We all need friends, and we're all one family here. So who else in this family would like to share with the family? Anyone would like to? Come on up, Tony. Anthony.
I would just like to share with you, I was going to share my testimony. I enjoy sharing my testimony because one of my favorite authors outside of Scripture has a quote that says, by our lives and our testimony, there's no more effective means of winning others to Christ than by sharing our testimonies. And so the testimony I would like to give you today was one that I actually heard yesterday from someone else. And I'm going to keep it brief because it was personal. But it had to do with a couple that one of them ended up in prison. And they were doing things in their lives that they shouldn't have been doing. And when that person got out of prison, she had given her life to Christ while in prison and had a conversion. And when she got out, the person that she was having the relationship with and causing all this trouble saw this change that came from this person who had given her life. And through this, is now given his life to Christ and is now sharing his testimony. And I just wanted to praise God for that. And it was such a strong testimony. And it's a wonderful thing, and I praise God for that.
Thank you for that. We all have a testimony. Harry, are you willing, ready to share?
You know, my past life is not a good one. And on my trip, I met a person who was mentored me a little bit. Now, this man was a sniper in the Marines. And according to him, he was quite good at it. So to give you a little idea of some of his history. He also got out of the service, and he became a drug dealer. And those who were buying the drugs from him said he was crazy. He was crazier than they were because he was probably more hooked on the drugs than what the people he was selling them to. Now, this guy mentored me. He also went into jail, and he thought it was a good thing because in jail he couldn't get a hold of drugs, and he said while he was in there, there was a group that were able to meet for about an hour or so each day, and he said, well, that's a good thing. He says, I'll get out of my cell and I'll be able to, and these were Narcotics Anonymous group. He said, well, I need to go meet with these guys because they know about drugs, and they're able to get out of the cell, so they'll be able to teach me, you know, I'll be able to get my fix. This is the type of guy, and this person helped me out a lot. So I share this, no matter what your background at, you can help somebody. And what this gentleman taught me, I says, do you have any regrets for what you have done? And he said, why should I regret what I have done? Because what I have done has got me in a connection with my Lord Jesus Christ. So in his life and his experiences and all this turmoil that he had lived in and done brought him into a relationship with Christ. He said, there is nothing in this life that can pay or that you would want to change if it brought you into a relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen. Nothing. No matter what you've been through, no matter what you have done, if it has brought you into a relationship with Jesus Christ, it's worth it. And so there's another verse in the Bible that says, search and you will find. So I was searching for God and I ran into this guy. And he helped me. He was one of the ones that helped me to get to have a better relationship with God. So there's hope in your life no matter what your background is. No matter what you have done, you can help a fellow human being. And no matter how lost you are, the Bible, there is a promise. Search and you'll find. It doesn't say I'm going to hand everything to you on a silver platter. If you're searching for something, you're putting time and energy into it. So put the time and energy into your life to find Jesus Christ.
Melanie, come on up. This is all good news, isn't it?
Now, I love public speaking just as much as Robert. But I wanted to share this story. I have not come from a Christian home, and my sister and I both later in life found the Lord. And anyways, we were going through a season of hardship together. My sister was suffering from miscarriages, and she was very discouraged. And so for months and months, we prayed together over the phone. I'm from Germany, and so she lives in Germany. I lived in Colorado at the time, and we would meet over the phone and pray together. Now, I became a Christian in the States, so my relationship with God is in English. I cannot pray in German. I don't know. And she doesn't speak English, so I would pray in English, and she would pray in German. And month after month, we would pray together, miscarriage after miscarriage. We would pray together, and one night I was, after she had told me that day that she had had another miscarriage, I was kneeling next to my bed praying, and I felt like I was praying the same prayer over and over again, and I was like, Lord, I don't know what else to pray. And my phone started blinking. It was a black screen with white words, and it was Romans 8, 26. And it says, likewise, the Spirit also helps our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And I cannot tell you how much comfort and just how much it has added in my life. And so for anybody here who needs encouragement in prayer through hard times, don't give up and keep praying, because it does change lives. And she's had two beautiful babies afterwards. So, yeah.
Praise the Lord. Ben.
So I was just going to share something. It's sometimes it's the little things, actually. My younger brother has been not very close to God for many years now. And just last week, I believe it was, or 2 weeks ago, he started asking for prayer for himself and his family. They're going through some difficult times, and that's not good, but I'm very glad that he's asking for prayer rather than just being bitter about it. And I wanted to ask the church family here to continue to pray for him. His name is Adam, and her name is Kristen. And then it was just a few weeks ago that my older brother also started talking to God again, and it's been several years since he's wanted to have anything to do with God as well. And so the fact that both of my brothers within the past just couple weeks are now asking for prayer and even talking to God, that's pretty huge, and I'm really glad just for the little things like that, because that is really awesome to see happening.
Amen. God is working. God is working. So I want to thank everyone for sharing their testimony today. And I'm sure we could go on, but we are going to do this again in the future. So see how God works in your lives. You know, he's done amazing things in my life. And the one thing that changed in my life was when I asked him to change my life, to change me completely for his glory. So today, they're going to go down to the restorium and sing. So they're going to need some voices down there. So if you'd like to continue to share your testimony, to share your love with people, that would be a good opportunity. So at this point, we'll have our choristers come on up, and we'll have our closing song.
Please stand. We're going to sing page 294, Power in the Blood. Thanks be to God who gives us his Son who died for our sins.
Thank you.
Praise God for his precious blood. Let us pray. Father, thank you for giving your life, for giving your son, and Jesus, for giving your life, that we can have life more abundantly. We look forward to going home soon with you. But Lord, we know there's a work to be done, and we just pray that you'll give us the strength to do it, to give us that hope and that faith